From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Roseanne Archibald wants to be reinstated as chief of the Assembly of First Nations. She was removed last week amid claims of creating a toxic environment at the AFN. Archibald accuses the chiefs of one of the most violent acts against an Indigenous First Nations woman ever, saying it was done on a national and world stage. She says the Assembly needs a path to healing the situation.
And you don't heal the situation by attacking and being laterally violent with the first woman national chief in the history of the Assembly of First Nations.
Apart from reinstatement, Archibald is sticking to her demand for a forensic audit into the operations of the AFN, which she says are corrupt. Her message comes in a Facebook video. The Timmins and District Hospital Foundation didn't have to go far to notify the winners of the June 50-50 draw. The quartet of women work in the hospital's support services department. They're splitting the $141,000 jackpot, each pocketing just over $35,000. Each has her own plan for the windfall, but the group plans a big party together. The House of Commons Committee on Agriculture and Agri-Food has heard that best before dates could be causing food waste and food insecurity. The CEO of Second Harvest Canada says people's misperception that best before dates or expiry dates can lead to food that's still okay to eat being thrown out. In fact, best before dates are an indication of when a food is at its freshest. The committee is urging the federal government to look at what impact would result from getting rid of them. Hockey Canada has a new president and chief executive officer. Catherine Henderson, who spent the last 7 years at the helm of Curling Canada, has been appointed by the new board of directors. Hockey Canada has had a scandal-plagued year over its handling of sexual assault allegations and payouts. The entire board and the CEO resigned in October as private sponsorships and federal money disappeared. Well, picking up from our earlier installment of our weekly feature on local history, discussing the effects forest fires had on the development of Northern Ontario, Karen Bachman recounted how the Great Porcupine Fire of 1911 flattened the Porcupine Mining Camp. It devastated the communities and set back work on development of the spectacular gold deposit for a few months.
There was so much money involved in here. There were so many investments, and they realized that the gold findings were quite spectacular. There was no decision not to continue and to pursue things.
We'll continue pursuing this topic in the weeks to come. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.